following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Well, hey, friends. A couple of weeks ago, we got a chance to kick off a short series in which I said that we would go over how Jesus defined the blessed life through the Sermon on the Mount. And we were starting out in the Beatitudes. And so we're going to actually start with the first Beatitude today. And that is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom," or "for the kingdom of heaven is theirs." Now, before I talk about what it means, let me tell you firstly what it doesn't mean. Right? It doesn't mean that if you're poor in spirit, you are a perennial pessimist, meaning that you're constantly negative or sad or, you know, just bummed out all the time. Right? A lot of you guys might think of Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. He was not poor in spirit. It doesn't mean that the person that's poor in spirit is a person that constantly unloads on other people when they're asked how they're doing. It doesn't mean even a person who is who refuses to see the bright side of any situation. It doesn't mean the person that is falsely humble either. When you tell them, "Hey, good job at something," they're like, no, I didn't really do good, but yes, I did, right? So what does it mean to be poor in spirit? And, you know, as I was looking into this, really it means it's a person that recognizes that spiritually they are bankrupt apart from God. And what I mean by that is that they recognize that they have nothing to offer God in return to merit his love and salvation that they've received. Now, again, this doesn't mean that a person is not gifted or that this person has nothing going for them. It doesn't mean that necessarily. But it does mean that this person recognizes they're sinners and that they've fallen short of God's glory and that their own righteousness is as filthy rags before God, that we can never do enough good to be able to offset all our wrongs, as God demands perfect righteousness to enter into his presence. And because of that, they recognize ultimately that they are in need of his rescue. Now, this might sound a little harsh to some of us, maybe even a little offensive, and I'm sorry that that's not meant to offend anyone, right? Maybe because we live in a culture that we're told we are enough, we are good enough, strong enough to do whatever we want to do. And to be honest, a part of that sentiment I actually kind of get, right? As there are a lot of things that people say that are hurtful or that are not helpful. You know, I truly think that we need to be people that use our words in a way that is wise, that also reflects the fact that people are made in God's image. And so they should be treated with dignity and worth as we speak with one another. But when it comes to the salvation that the Bible describes, it would actually be unloving to tell you that you are enough here. Because the truth is, we can never do enough this side of eternity to merit God's salvation. And so because I love you, I'm going to tell you that you are not enough here. Rather, you and I are in need of rescue. And the good news is God sent rescue in the form of his son, Jesus, the rescuer. And so if you're watching this and you've yet to put your faith in Christ, right? Maybe you kind of recognize, hey, there is, yeah, a Jesus, but you've yet to actually know him and experience him and have that personal relationship with him. I don't care if you've grown up in the church and been in the church for the last 4 years, or maybe you've never stepped into a church and maybe you just happen to stumble across this video. Jesus says in John 3 that you need to be born again in order to be able to enter into his kingdom. And I want to give you a moment to be able to do that and to put your trust in Jesus for salvation, knowing that again, that he's provided a way for us to be forgiven of our sins and reconciled to God. But before I do that, I love this story that Jesus kind of illustrates, I think, what it looks like to be poor in spirit. And so he tells a story in the Gospel of Luke in the form of a parable. And he talks about two guys that were entering into the temple. One was a Pharisee, or he was a religious leader. The other was a known sinner. He was a tax collector. And so a tax collector would have been someone that was like a traitor to the Jewish people, and known for actually basically extorting their own people and using their job as a means of really just hurting their own people. And so he tells a story about these two men walking into the temple. One, the Pharisee, the religious leader, goes in and he says out loud, "Thank you, God, that I am not like other men, especially not like this sinner here. I tithed, I do all the things that I'm supposed to do," paraphrasing. And then the sinner walks in. Man, he walks in humbly. The text actually tells us that he beats his chest as a sign of just humility and brokenness. And he says, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Jesus goes on to finish the story with, "Who do you think went home justified that day? Who do you think went home and was made right with God?" And again, I think that story is so powerful, because it showcases what it means to be poor in spirit. It showcases the person that recognizes that, man, God loves us. He's done all this for us, but it takes a humbleness for us to receive that. It's not that, you know, if we have a lot, that God doesn't love us, because he absolutely does, and he desires all to come to repentance. But sometimes the more we have, especially the more we have going for us, the harder it can be to see our need. Sometimes when we recognize the less we have, or the less we have of what really ultimately matters, it can be easier to see our need. And so a person that's poor in spirit recognizes that, hey, they are so in need of God's grace. And you and I as believers, again, we need God's grace continually. I think it was the theologian Martin Luther who said that we are all just blind, or we're all beggars telling other beggars where to find bread. All right, well, God bless you guys. I hope today you are rejoicing in the joy of your salvation as you walk as the poor in spirit. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that